Chapter 6. I'd expected Razor's funeral to be delayed because of the autopsy. Sometimes it took weeks to get the tests done and the body released, but the Parker case was high profile, and the Parker family well off, and for once the wheels of justice spun like they'd just been oiled. Maybe they had. The funeral home was a venerable brick building with a modern extension that stretched toward the surrounding memorial gardens like a prosthetic arm. A knot of kids in goth garb crowded around the front door. A young woman in a scarlet evening gown and black hooded cloak stood nose to nose with an older woman, a slim brunette who was underdressed for the cold in a tight black skirt and matching bolero jacket. Long legs, narrow hips, small waist. Behind her, a 20-something guy in an expensive suit shuffled anxiously from foot to foot. The woman's features were delicate, the young man's coarse. They looked like they'd been sculpted by the same artist, but one of them had been left unfinished. I touched my fingertips to my chest, where the Glock in my shoulder holster made a barely perceptible bulge in my coat. I probably wouldn't need it. But my father hadn't thought he'd need his piece either when he went out to buy cigarettes and walked in on a convenience store robbery. Died a hero, the newspaper said. But maybe he wouldn't have died at all if he'd had a Desert Eagle under his jacket. I swung out of the Silverado, gasped as my left foot skidded on the gravel, and a needle of pain lanced through my calf. Annoyed, I took a moment to let the pain ebb, then crunched across the parking lot toward the clot of disenchanted youth. The girl in the cloak and scarlet gown gestured angrily toward the building. I recognized her thin face and wild mascara-rimmed eyes. She called